Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Joyce Barry and Friends, the number one worldwide radio show. The show's outrageous and it's contagious. It will lift your spirits high, you'll feel that you can fly. Transform your attitude, fill it with gratitude. Cut loose and improvise, it's coaching time today. Joyce is a great coach with an extraordinary approach. Fast on the upbeat, top of the heap. A wild motivator, great stimulator. Unstoppable in a humoristic way. Life lessons with passion, joyfully today. You want Joyce as your coach if you want this to be your best year ever.
Coach Joyce here. I want this to be your best year ever. I want this to be my best year ever. I want this to be the best year ever. Chap, Oscar, his friends, his family, and we want this to be the best year ever for all our friends, our family, and loyal listeners worldwide.
Welcome to Joyce, Barry, and Friends. We are broadcasting live across America and around the world. This is the Hour to Empower, with stimulating talk, views you can use, memorable quotes, and powerful life lessons. We always have hot guests and cool topics. We even have cool guests and hot topics. You always want to tune us on, tune in, and tune up with us to hear the best of the best. You do not want to miss any of our shows. Each show goes into our archives. Log into Joyce Barry and Friends.com, Barry, B-A-R-R-I-E, and you will see each guest and each topic on our homepage. You can play and download any of our shows, always informative, inspiring, and motivational. You want to share these special shows with your friends, family, and contacts. You can follow us on Facebook and become a Joyce Barry subscriber and even a fan by going to our Joyce Barry and Friends fan page. Be sure to check like. You can follow us on Twitter. You can follow us by going to our Blog Talk Radio homepage and clicking follow right below my picture. You can also message me in any of these venues about our show, about our guests, about anything. My official website is joycebarry.com. Barry, B-A-R-R-I-E. The chat room is open. Log into the chat room, have fun, and chat away. I go back and forth into the chat room during the show to see what is going on in there. Motivation, inspiration, and an education. Positive, happy thoughts to improve your life, health, and finances. Take positive actions to create a gratifying lifestyle. Life lessons from me, your host, Joyce Barry, straight from the Coach's Corner. And then you will hear from our wonderful guest today. Folks, every day should be treated like a special day. We wish you the finest of friends, the opulence of opportunities, the magic of miracles, and the happiest of days. May this year be your best year ever. Welcome to our show today, folks. Today's show is a very special and loving tribute to Henry Oscar Smith, beloved son of Oscar and Laura Smith. Sadly, Henry was in the wrong place at the wrong time, and he was shot to death on July 10, 2018. Henry was a wonderful person, and he met his untimely death at the age of 26. Today's show, in Henry's honor, focus on mentorship, women included as well, so as to make a difference in people's lives. Henry genuinely cared about people, and so this show will have him smiling from heaven.
Welcome to the show, Oscar. You are a regular on our show, have been for years. We have you as one of our most frequent guests. I value our wonderful relationship. I value your books. I value all that you contribute to my shows. And this show is about being there for you, for Henry, for Marcia, and for Laura. So where do you want to start, Oscar? This is your show.
Well, Joyce, I want to just say, you know, you're so special to me. I really, really, really wouldn't have been so quick to take this opportunity if it wasn't our solid relationship. You know, Joyce, we are the sum total of what we have learned from all we have taught, you know, been taught. You know, I've had big and small people making deposits in my life. I want to thank you for being a person that's been a rich treasure in my life.
Oh, Oscar, I'm really humbled by you saying this because you have made a remarkable difference, always do so. When I need solace, when I need peace, you're one of the very first people I call, and you have always been there for me, 100 times out of 100. So let me be there for you and your family in any way that I can, starting with this show as a great tribute to your very special and loving son. Oscar, I don't even know, do you have other children?
I have one other son. His name is EJ. He's a little older. He's a couple of years older than Henry, but EJ is special, and we talk all the time, and I sent a shout-out to him as well.
But Henry has Oscar as his middle name. That says something.
It says, you know, that Henry came from his mom's father was named Henry, and we felt it was appropriate not to call him Junior. And then sometimes with a name like Smith, you got, you know, Junior 1, 2, 3, 4. It just gets ridiculous
right
at that point. So,
right.
Yeah, we just did that. But Joyce, you know, Henry Oscar Smith, he was a kingdom revolutionary. And, you know, he pursued his purposes, his dreams and goals with all his being. So I want to start by really saluting the young people who will listen today and who will, by word of mouth, listen in the future. I think we have a weighty word to share today to celebrate and honor the life and the legacy moving forward of Henry Oscar Smith.
And I want to reference the website that was set up in his honor. I checked it out and I was very moved by it. It's shottahen.com. Oscar, where did you get a name like that when you created the website? Shottahen.com. Does it stand for something?
Yes, I'm glad you asked, Joyce. This was Henry is what's commonly known. He was a Nashville-based rapper, and that was his branding, Shottahen. And Shotta, in the Jamaican language, the Caribbean language. And I know I'll be corrected on that, but in Jamaican, Shotta means gangster. And so his handle in the streets was Shottahen, and he dealt with the hip hop and the Dirty South rap music community.
Oh, I knew it stood for something. I had to ask you when I checked out that website. And then there was another website which speaks for itself. Futurelessness.com, and it's the antidote to what's going on. Why don't you describe about that website? I did listen and look, and it was very moving.
Well, Joyce, I was just overcome with grief and, you know, really shot a hen. I did not want to tamper with Henry's lifeblood. And shot a hen, he's got a lot of information out there. He's been rapping since he was 11, 12 years old in the studio. He's got quite a good catalog. He also coined the word loyalty makes family, and that was pretty much his mantra. He pursued that with a passion, but as his dad, and the evening, we was at the emergency room, and within 30 minutes, he had close to 70, 80 people mobilized at the emergency room just hearing he had been shot. I mean, all his buddies, all his friends, incredible support in that parking lot. And as I got to talk to some of these young people, mostly males, but there were young ladies as well, I felt a futurelessness coming out of them. I felt the absence of a future. And, you know, really, that's what we want to talk about as the antidote. And we want to talk about and encourage these young people to have a future. And we don't have to devalue life. We need to get excited about life and have a future, have a plan, have an end game.
I totally agree with you. And rather than grieve over Henry's death, far better to celebrate what he brought to the world. And as he's smiling down, make him proud that we're there to embellish the good that he was and the good that he did.
Oh, yeah. You know, purpose is the key to life. And Henry, everyone that knew him, Marshall would be one that would certainly let you know and let the world know. Henry was on fire with a purpose. He's very determined. You know, he instilled excitement into everyone he dealt with. So we want to, you're right, Joyce, we want to take away, we will never take away the grieving and the pain, but we want to be encouragers and point out today the hindrances to freedom.
I want to say when I went to that website, the one in his honor, Shotahen, shotahen.com, I saw the pictures. And to me, having not met him, just looking at the pictures, he looked like such a lovely, loving, caring soul, very nice looking. And he looked like he was the kind of person that would be more apt to smile than frown.
Yes, he was, I mean, you know, Henry, you know, I can only say when we had his celebration of life service, he had six or seven godchildren. He doesn't have any children of his own that we know about, but, you know, he just loved, the young people loved him. In fact, I got to meet a lot of his young friends that he knew when they were children. And he was a mentor to so many young men and women here in Nashville. It was amazing to me. You know, Henry, we always talked about, and as a dad, I always shared with him, Joyce, just one mindset. The well you drink from is the well you think from.
Wow, that's a goodie. Oscar, is that an Oscar original?
Yeah, that's a life lesson that I've learned, you know, in my ministry, all the different, I mean, I'm a product of the street as well, so I know that the well you drink from is the, you know, that's where you think from, where you drink from. And if you get out here and you get involved, you know, for me, you know, the Word of God, Bible, you know, spirituality. That's the well I drink from. That's where I draw my inspiration and strength from, the Word of God. Now, Henry was born at a tender age. He accepted Jesus Christ as his Lord and Savior. So God doesn't unlove Henry. He doesn't unlove anybody. I mean, this day, July 10th, at around 8 o'clock that evening, Henry ran head into paradise because he was a child of God. I mean, so it's important we know and have a relationship with God. Now, he went and got involved with different communities, of course, with his music and stuff. But Henry Joyce, believe it or not, and that smile and everything he was about, he was truly a kingdom revolutionary. He was prodigal, but he was a kingdom revolutionary.
You just gave me a thought that I have to share, that you inspired me to come up with this one. In Facebook, we can unfriend people at any time, but in God book, no one is unfriended.
That's incredible, Joyce. That's
See,
really
you just
incredible.
Inspired that one.
There you go. You know, there you go right there. That's a powerful takeaway. That's a powerful tribute, and I'm so glad you came up with it, because that really is the centerpiece of this hour.
Well, the social media is so prevalent in today's world. It lets us see in the moment the vast injustices around the country, terrible things that are going on where it's not about he said, she said. You can see it for yourself. So obviously mentioning Facebook will catch young people's attention. But with God book, Facebook, especially young people, but with God book, there are no age limits. There's no color distinctions. There's no race distinctions. Everyone is included in God book.
Joyce, that is incredible. You preaching my sermon now. That's excellent.
Well, Oscar, I know you make a great coach, and I thank you. Maybe I'll do one of your sermons, and you'll do one of my coaching sessions. We think alike. We're on the same page, and that's why I love having you on the show, because we are on the same page.
Well, I appreciate you, Joyce, but you don't go on to preach it now. That's incredible coming from you. I mean, that'll light up any pulpit. If you share that in any pulpit, it'll light up a service.
Well, maybe someday a priest will invite me to the pulpit, a chaplain, a rabbi, and I'll be happy to say that's a Joyce Barry original.
Well, that is, Joyce. That's incredible. And, you know, I had a chance when you said you wanted to do a tribute show for Henry Oscar Smith, my son. I was just looking and pondering on the value of life and the value of life. How, you know, because I get asked questions like, well, you know, all African American males and black males, young black males, and, you know, but there are young black American males that are getting it done. There'll be a young black American male or female that finds out who took my son Henry's life. I mean, you know, not all of these young people should be labeled, you know, as such a way, criminal mindset and all this. There's some wonderfully talented people. And when I got to talking with Henry's friends over the last few days, some of them are engineers, some of them are biologists, law school, police officers. So to blanket a remnant of people is not true. It's an awful stereotype to box all of them in and say young black males, African American males are killing themselves. Not all of them are doing that, Joyce.
Yes, and I just want to reference a show that I did a week ago Actually, it was with John Bell, The Voice of Reason, but it was an important show. It is called Why is Discrimination Still Pervasive? What Can We Do? I want to reference that show in our archives, July 23, 2018, and we talk about, you know, people just calling the police when a black person is just minding his own business, mowing a lawn, waiting for a friend at Starbucks, giving in a gift card at CVS. We did a whole show on that, so I want to refer you to that show. And I learned so much from it because I learned that people are on automatic response, as in the reptilian brain, that response that generates fear. So the minute they see a black person, even an eight-year-old selling water bottles in front of her home, an automatic response like Pavlov's dog that I need to be afraid they're black. So that's a very important show also to make a difference, July 23, 2018 in our archives. And I say that because all forms of discrimination are very upsetting to people like you and me, Oscar. We see the person. We don't care about the sexual preference, the color of the skin, the race. We don't care about any of that. What we see is a human being, and that's the world I strive to live in.
Oh, no doubt, Joyce. And, you know, we all need to realize that our individual fulfillment in life is dependent on each one of us becoming and doing what we were born to be and to do. Each one of us have a purpose. God is so incredible. He births a purpose in us even before we're born. And anything less, when you're dealing with this life and this fast-paced world we're living in now, if you're dealing with anything less than that, you know, life becomes your enemy and death your friend. And, you know, there are a lot of people out here without, and this is where futurelessness comes in, Joyce, the whole concept of futurelessness. You know, when you have groups of people, and I'm not saying they're all, you know, whatever, but the distinguishing factor in these inner cities now deals with a very low sense of destiny and low regard for destiny and a loss of purpose. Many of them don't understand their purpose, and they have a kind of like a trip to nowhere destiny. And when you take a cruise to nowhere, that's what you get.
A cruise to nowhere. Could be nowhere, anywhere. When you're at peace with yourself and your fellow man or woman, the world is such a much better place. And folks, I really want to invite you to listen to our show every day. Every show, our goal is to make a difference in your life. And here in the very wise words of our health guru, Beverly Nadler, is why you should be listening.
Listen to me. I have something to say about a wonderful way to start your day, a way to stimulate your mind and increase your energy, make you feel so good. And guess what? It's free. Weekdays at 11 a.m. Eastern, hear the Joyce, Barry, and Friends show. You'll find it on the internet, on Blog Talk Radio. This show is upbeat and fun and very inspirational. It's informative, educational, and very motivational. There's the Coach's Corner, great quotes and news. There are suggestions, perspectives, and advice you can use to enhance your life and improve your health, plus clever, simple ways to increase your wealth. Joyce's perceptions and personality will keep you captivated, and her guests from many walks of life will always keep you fascinated. When Joyce and her friends speak, it's like you're in the conversation. This is part of what makes her show so unique, really a sensation. For Joyce's friends, are not only the guests you're listening to, they're everyone who is tuning in. Yes, I do mean you. So refer your friends and family. They'll be so pleased to know. And let's make Joyce Barry and Friends the number one internet radio show.
And folks, we do ask that you partner up with us in having that happen. Simply go to joycebarryandfriends.com, Barry, B-A-R-R-I-E, and friends.com. And right under my picture on the upper left, it says follow. Just click on that, and you'll know about every show, every guest, every topic, which you can catch in our archives 24/7. So if you can't join us when we are live at 11 a.m. Eastern, you can catch us in the archives 24/7. So do become a loyal listener. We really love and appreciate and welcome our loyal listeners. Oscar, when I said I wanted to do a show in loving tribute to your son, I said, what topic should we be talking about so we can make a difference in his name? And as you're talking about him now, you're saying that he was a mentor to many. So let us talk today about mentorship. And I also say womenship. So for those of you, and this show broadcasts around the world, just know that a mentor is an experienced and trusted advisor, counselor, or guide, a coach. Mentorship is a relationship in which a more experienced or more knowledgeable person helps to guide a less experienced or less knowledgeable person. So Lord knows, as a coach for decades, a success coach, a life coach, I've mentored countless people, hundreds of people, via one-on-one coaching or in my seminar programs. And I would imagine you have as well, Oscar, as a loving pastor.
Joyce, over 40 years, and I won't go into details, but we hear so much about the benefits of mentoring. You know, when I say 40 years, I'm talking about being a chaplain, being a chauffeur, very much a mentorship, you know, when you really look at any kind of mentoring relationship, the phenomenon, it's not new. Mentoring choice has always been part of God's design for weaving together the lives of his people. And that's a beautiful picture when we look at the Word of God and we look at, for those that have their Bible, there's a book called Titus, T-I-T-U-S, chapter 2, verse 3. It paints a picture, and you'll appreciate this, Joyce, of an older woman teaching and training younger women in what is good. And that's really what mentoring is, what it's meant to be. We like to say, each one, teach one.
Reach one, teach one?
Well, each one, teach one. You know, when you really look at the mentorship relationship, and that's why I used a Bible reference so people can get a little gravity here. In Titus chapter 2, verse 3, it paints a picture of an older woman teaching and training younger women in what was good. We don't want to be it until we see it. And so each one, teach one, is something, it's another Oscarism I've had for many years. You don't ever want to be it if you don't see it. So each one, teach one.
Got it. And there's some awesome quotes by people that I so respect. Like my hero Oprah says, a mentor is someone who allows you to see the hope inside yourself. Jim Rohn, my mentor, said, let's go do it, not you go do it. How powerful when someone says, let's do it. Juno Diaz says, colleagues are a wonderful thing, but mentors, that's where the real work gets done. John Maxwell, one of the greatest values of mentors is the ability to see ahead what others cannot see and to help them navigate a course to their destination. And Ralph Waldo Emerson, our chief want in life is somebody who will make us do what we can. So I love the quotes about mentors because they really pave the way. They're the captain of the ship. They're the quarterback on the football field. And to find a good mentor, trust that person and learn from that person, it's a gift to both of you.
Oh, definitely, Joyce. You know, and a great mentor, and we mentioned Henry with a lot of young people and his peers. What made him an incredible mentor? He gave these young people, as I got to share, he gave a lot of time and energy towards their ultimate growth. He inspired dreams and goals and activity, and he showed an interest. I mean, you know, one of his godchildren, I mean, he had just days before spent like time going out to dinner and doing things. And, you know, he was always warmly greeted and celebrated with his godchildren and, from what I understand, his friends. So he had the kind of engagement, even in this hip-hop kind of rapping kind of, you know, world that he was in. He had objectivity. And he had a perspective. And that perspective, Joyce, is loyalty makes family. And he had T-shirts, hoodies, hats. So there's a lot of branding going on and working with that. You know, he was just creative on that level. So his brother and myself and we're putting together those types of we actually shotahen.com. We also have another site with Loyalty Make Family. So we got a couple of domains that we're using as tribute sites to further the legacy of Henry Oscar Smith.
And you mentioned some keywords in terms of a mentor: loyalty, commitment, role model. It isn't just anyone, although I do believe everyone has something to offer you, from a 3-year-old child to a 95-year-old woman, a person, and everything in between. Age is not about it. It's what you can learn from someone else. So let's talk a little bit about mentorship. In that you, Oscar, the apple falls not far from the tree, you have been a mentor to many, so many.
Oh, definitely. Thank you, Joyce. You know, I knew early on what my purpose was, and the true measure of success is when you can, aspire to inspire others. And that's what I've always, from a young child, have had the aspiration for inspiration. I mean, I was attracted to people who were always inspired, always doing things, always trying to help their neighbor, always trying to better our cultural and our society. I was attracted to school teachers who always had an opportunity to give back. I mean, I've had so many mentors in my life. When I look back at even the grades to that would hold me back and say, look, let's work on your alphabet. Let's work on this. Math tutors. There's some great qualities that a mentor moving forward needs to be celebrated. I mean, there's some incredible qualities that Henry Oscar Smith has had during his 26 years that these are attributes, Joyce, that I'm reflecting on now and accentuating.
I like the things you shared a moment ago, aspiration to inspiration. Aspire to have people you know, just be the best they can be. Here's a reference from the Bible, but I don't know exactly where. Iron sharpens iron, and one man sharpens another. Have you heard of that, Oscar?
Yes, definitely. That's all in the Proverbs and the Psalms. That definitely Bible principles. The other thing that we didn't touch on, Joyce, and that's resonance. You know, when I think of Henry, I think about the way he went about establishing his music career and the interaction he had. And then I believe his associates, as well as others that got to know Henry, he was honest and he always had a lot of insight. And that's what a good mentor does. So I'm looking for some good things coming out of his godchildren. I've been in touch with a lot of Henry's friends who actually have come up to me and described moments where they shared his wisdom and the honey that was in his soul. I mean, he had honey in his soul, and he wanted to bring hope, and he wanted to see all his peers have a future.
And I want to just share a few more of my favorite quotes on the topic. Whoopi Goldberg, we're here for a reason. I believe a lot of the reason is to throw little torches out to lead people through the dark. Isaac Newton, if I have seen further, it is by standing on the shoulders of giants. Bob Proctor, a mentor is someone who sees more talent and ability within you than you see in yourself and helps bring it out of you. So mentors have a very significant role, for sure. And mentoring, John Crosby said, is a brain to pick, an ear to listen, and a push in the right direction.
It certainly is, Joyce. And, you know, that's why I wanted to make sure today's show wasn't about me. I think in another show, we can design a show to deal with the depth of what it feels like to have someone, not only your son, but someone that you were dependent on as a friend as well, and the permanency of his absence is something that I'm still challenged with. And so I have other relatives that have recently lost friends, and one relative, they lost their son, and I have several relatives that have recently lost members of their family, and I want to celebrate my cousin Richard. He lost quite a few people in his family a couple of years ago, so he was one of the first ones that called me and gave me a good mentorship lesson and gave me strength for the hour. And so there are well-meaning people out here, and that's why I really did not purpose this conversation today to be anything but something constructive and to celebrate the mind of our Creator, who said we need mentorship. I mean, that's a God idea.
Yes, and I just, while you were mentioning the people sharing the loss and how profound it is, I want to mention that our very dear and mutual friend, Ted Siuba, the person who introduced us, actually, I do know he's your best friend out in Nashville. Ted literally just lost his brother just yesterday. Yesterday at 1 o'clock, his 60-year wow. Younger brother suffered a heart attack at 1 o'clock. And wow. Ted found out, 1 p.m. in the afternoon, Ted found out about it at 4 p.m. He's married, has a daughter, Michael Siuba, and he passed just yesterday. So I just wanted to shout out to Ted Siuba, who we both value so much in our lives, our profound sorrow for his great loss as well.
Well, if Ted is listening, and I'm quite sure he is, Ted was at my son's life celebration, and Ted, I can't begin to tell you how much you mean to me and how much this news is not good to me at all. And I just feel obligated as your friend to let you know that there's a deep part in my heart as you share this grief to let you know you're not sharing it alone. And I love you. This is heartfelt news, and I feel your pain, brother.
And I know he's listening because he shared that at the time of this show, he would have come on and paid tribute to Michael, to your son, Henry. His brother is Michael. So I know he's driving in the car to his appointment. So I do know he is tuned in. I do know he's listening because he told me he would. But I want to recommend a very powerful show to help in the healing, and it's called Miraculous Healing, and it's in our archives, July 31. Tuesday show, July 31, Miraculous Healing by Chap Oscar Smith. So I urge you to listen to your voice because it's such a powerful voice on miraculous healing. And let's create the miracles for you, for Ted, for all of us that are really suffering grief from someone very near and dear to us, and also for those who are suffering because their closest friends and family members are suffering with tremendous health challenges as well.
Well, Joyce, it's tough. It's just a tough hour for quite a few people. And, you know, that iron sharpens iron, and one man sharpens another. That is located in Proverbs. I kind of said Proverbs, but actually it's Proverbs 27:17. That's iron sharpens iron, and one man sharpens another. And so we do have that in the Word of God.
It's funny how fast you got to that. I knew it was in the Bible. So, folks,
yeah.
My question to you, since every show is designed to impact you, not just to take great notes, but to make a difference, think about who you know that you can make a big difference and be their mentor. Think about who you want in your life to be your mentor. I always said I've been a life coach for decades, and I always said the smartest coaches have coaches. The smartest mentors have mentors. And when are you going to have that happen for yourself, on the giving side, the receiving side, or both sides? Please don't share with me that it's going to happen someday, because if that's what you were going to say, I wrote this just for you. Someday, an original poem by yours truly, Joyce Barry. I went to my calendar and took a look. I discovered that someday was not in the book. I looked carefully, for someday I did seek, but only Monday through Sunday appeared on each week. I got really confused. This was not funny. I always said someday I'd make very good money. I always said someday I'd get everything done. I always said someday I'd be number one. I always said someday this and someday that. Someday is starting to sound like very old hat. I became very sure that something was wrong. No someday on my calendar all along. I thought everything I wanted would come to be. It would happen someday, I kept telling me. It was someday, I kept telling you, that all our dreams were sure to come true. How shocking to discover that all along,
someday was not in the calendar. How could I be so wrong? How could I not know that why I was stuck was that someday would never, ever show up? There wasn't a calendar anywhere, none to be found, that had someday in it, it would never come around. I always knew that if something is going to be, I am totally responsible. It's all up to me. I thought of my goals and made a new list. How exciting to realize that someday did not exist. Now I really know without any doubt that Monday through Sunday is in and someday is out. So I ask you, women, I ask you, men, I ask myself, if not right now, when? And a special heartfelt thanks to Ted C. Uber for taking my original poems and putting it to music. He is the one responsible for that. And as you ask yourself the question, if not now, when, since we want to move things forward, and you figured out that someday does not exist, you checked every calendar in all your books, it doesn't exist, I promise you, then we want to move forward and say, if not now, when? Joyce, Barry, and Friends, the number one worldwide internet radio show. This poem, an original by yours truly, is entitled, If Not Now, When? We are giving you the education. We are giving you the information. We are giving you the motivation. We are giving you the inspiration. What you really need to do is to put this into application. Do you want a transformation? You must use your imagination. It might take some perspiration. It's all in the preparation. You must really be sure there is no procrastination. It helps to have a fascination and very strong determination. You want a positive demonstration, achieve success in the administration. It really is the time. Give each show your consideration. What is your aspiration? What do you need for stimulation? To get healthy and off that medication, to get wealthy, it's your destination. So make today the day for your participation. If you do, congratulations. If not, now, when?
So, Champ Oscar, it is a sad time for you and your family, for sure. It is your son. And what can anyone, what can I do, what can any of us do to ease the pain? You tell us and count me in.
Well, Joyce, you know, if we can get this mentorship and women, not just men, I called that mentorship, M-E-N, and then you did womanship. But however you look at it, you know, there are some takeaways from today. And one of them is another mentor relationship we've not touched on is one from Proverbs chapter 22, verse 6. This is, train up a child in the way he should go or she should go. Even when she or he is old, she or he will not depart from it. And that's a mentorship relationship. That train up a child, even if it's not your child, we need to give back, take time out. Yeah, there's a lot going on in this world. A lot of people can't be trusted, but there are people you can build a relation, a trusting relationship with. And their presence in your life will inspire you to have dreams, visions, and goals. And so it's important, mentorship, Joyce. And that's one takeaway today. And this generation has older people who would be a great benefit to younger people. And then there are younger people who would somehow connect with a dream, a vision, or a destiny, connecting with an older person, and they won't get in such mindless pursuits as, you know, like being done in these inner cities. I mean, when it boils down, most of these killings, particularly here in the inner cities and here in Nashville, they're just senseless killings. I mean, they don't amount to anything. And I had one guy at 21 years old, he shared with me, he says, "I'm just so grateful that I live to be 21 years old."
Oh, gosh. How sad is that? I'm glad I live to be 21. You would expect that from someone who just hit 100.
Yeah. And as his words were unfolding to me, that's where I got into. I said, "My God, you're talking about futurelessness." And one guy, and Marshall will share with you, in the parking lot that night when Henry's demise was announced, those young people, I mean, they were weep, they were crying, young men. And I grabbed a couple of them, and I felt their tears. I mean, I put my face next to their tears, and I just was inspired to write futurelessness. You do have a future, young man, but you got to connect yourself with a purpose. You know, Joyce, the greatest tragedy in life is not death, but is life without a reason. If you live a life without reason, I guess it's just easy for you to handle all your problems with a gun or a knife or taking somebody else's life. The greatest tragedy is to live a life without a dream, without a vision, without a purpose. It's dangerous, Joyce, to be here alive in the streets of these inner cities and not know why you or I was given life. It's dangerous.
I agree. For me personally, I've had my share, more than my share, of health challenges for the last several years. Quite a few, quite significant. And what keeps me going, the glue that keeps me together, is knowing I have a voice out in the world, that I'm making a difference every day. That's what I want to do, is empower people. I've been a life coach for decades, and it's the show that keeps me going, gives me a reason to wake up. It's also support of people like you in my life, Chap Oscar, that really do make a difference. Always, as I said, no matter what's going on in your world, you've always been there for me and for others as well. Tetsi Huber is also very kind, very generous,
God, yes.
Very giving as well. So as we are starting to wrap up here, I just want to say, regarding your beloved son, Henry Oscar, regarding Ted's brother, Michael C. Huber, I just want to say that someone that meant so much to me, my best friend, who passed decades ago, Michael Wyman, I think about him every single day. Every day I open up my heart to whatever message he wants to give me, because he was that extraordinary. When he passed in the synagogue, literally, there was standing room only, and it was a huge synagogue. People came from all over the country, because Michael was the kind of person that when he talked to you, the world didn't exist. He was so committed to you. He was so with you, 100%, that everyone felt he was their best friend. He made you feel that way. To this day, I think about him literally every day, miss him so very, very much. And the reason I'm bringing that up, even though it happened decades ago, is when you're connected to someone, when you love someone, they are forever in your heart.
Definitely, Joyce. Definitely. And, you know, we've had a tremendous, intimate conversation today, and it's meant a lot to me, and may Henry's legacy begin today and continue on prayerfully launching people into lives of discovering their purpose and unlocking potential in these inner cities. You know, we don't need to wash any more feet and Black Lives Matter, White Lives Matter, this all lives matter. These
streets
are
all lives matter. Yes.
Yes. And we need to corporately. That's why it turns me off to hear about, well, the black kids are killing each other. No, we have a corporate responsibility to usher in some level of finality with these guns. We've got to become God's global church, loving each other and working with each other, fulfill each other's dreams. And we've got to start unlocking the destiny of these young people. These young people in these inner cities, they got to connect with something bigger than what they see in front of their nose, in front of their hand. There's something bigger to life than that. And we've got to discover these secrets. And like I said, Joyce, the true meaning of life just doesn't happen overnight. It's a journey. And we need to be understanding. We need to be compassionate. And we need to approach each other with some type of humanity and sensitivity to the value of each other's lives. And I want to kind of say again, Ted, I love you. I feel your pain, and all the others that have recently lost relatives. It's a painful place. It's a deep hurt, but God is with us. And Joyce, thank you so much. 5 days a week, you give of yourself to create these types of dynamic interventions 5 days a week on your show. And so we want to salute you for being a powerful friend and probably one of the most powerful mentors on the planet at this hour.
Oscar, you're bringing tears to my eyes. I'm deeply humbled by what you said. I just want to add one other thought here. A mentor is really important. As I said, it could be a coach. It could be anyone that has something to offer you. A coach, a guide, a friend, anyone could take on that role, that as long as you trust them, a counselor. But another kind of mentor for me, and I just want to put it out there, are books. Books can really empower you and impact your life as well. So I'll just single out one book as a great mentor, and that is by Ted C. Uber, 101 Quantum Success Secrets. It's one of my favorite books, and you could put your finger on any page, open it at random, and you will learn something and be empowered. So I just want to throw books into that category as well. They can get so much nourishment, spiritual comfort from books. So I wanted to say that. As we wrap up here, Oscar, what message would you like to leave with our audience today?
Our brightest hour in these inner streets, inner city streets, throughout Nashville and throughout this world, we've got to turn this, flip this around to being our brightest hour. We do not need to let these streets continue on mindlessly, not regarding human life. I want to see and challenge all people, not just pastors, not just chaplains. Let's all make a choice to influence our culture and our atmosphere around us and design and invade mindlessness and lack of goals, lack of vision. We've been given the keys today, and let's impact this world with God's power and God's wisdom. Thank you, Joyce.
Thank you, Oscar. And I, as always, I'm going to ask you to close with your special prayer for everyone.
Well, thank you, Father God. We cherish each moment that we're alive, and we celebrate the homegoing of Henry Oscar Smith and Michael Ciuba at such a tender age. And we just thank you for Joyce, Barry, and friends. We fully yield ourselves to you at this hour, that we will understand your heart as a creator who gives life. And Father, we just thank you for giving us a heart of hope and a heart of promise for these days of for these days ahead. And I say days ahead again. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. And folks, thank you again, Oscar. You're always welcome on our show. And I want to be your fairy godmother. Your wish is my command, because you give so much. I want to be someone you can always count on, along with Ted Ciuba, to be there for you. Here is my special prayer for all of you. May yesterday be the last day, the very last day of your struggles, your suffering, your ill health, your misfortunes, your problems, your pain, your worries, your troubles, your trials and tribulations. May today be the first day. It is the first day of the rest of your life. May it be the beginning of the very best of your life, with extraordinary wishes granted and dreams coming true. Make this the most meaningful year of making more money, good health, good luck, good fortune, attracting special people and opportunities, creating magical memories, and manifesting marvelous miracles. We love you, folks. We appreciate you. Go out and do a random act of kindness. Make someone happy today. Pay it forward. And folks, we want to make you happy today and every day. We invite you to sing along with us, dance along with us, and laugh along with us. And you can do that right here, right now, to the Joyce Barry Mash. Thank you, and God bless you.
I was listening to Blog Talk Radio when my ears heard something that I did know. From the speakers of my laptop, I heard a voice. It was the White Oprah, also known as Joyce.
He did the mash.
The Joyce Barry Mash.
Joyce Barry Mash.
She is a coaching smash.
He did the mash.
You'll catch on in a flash.
He did the mash.
The Joyce Barry Mash. I felt so inspired by her show, and her poetry was just so good, you know. I want to listen to Joyce again and again. As Joyce would say, if not now, when?
He did the mash.
The Joyce Barry Mash.
Joyce Barry Mash.
She is a coaching smash.
He did the mash.
You'll catch on in a flash.
He did the mash.
The Joyce Barry Mash.
Wow.
Joyce knows all about having fun.
Wow.
She's a home business wizard, and she's just begun.
Wow.
She's
wow.
a coaching sensation for not just me or
wow.
you or her. It's for everyone.
Then you can mash.
Do the Joyce Barry Mash.
Joyce Barry Mash.
She's a home business smash.
Then you can mash.
You'll catch on in a flash.
Then you can mash.
Do the Joyce Barry Mash.
Wow.
Have a fantastic day and listen to Joyce Barry and Friends.